This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad that you're in our audience and that you've tuned us in. And we trust that the program and the meditations that we leave with you will make a difference in your life and will bless you. Now, if you would like to contact me, you can do so by going to my website or by regular mail, and I'll give you the website and regular mail addresses at the close of the program. You may want to write them down. Now, we'll be happy to take prayer requests. We'll be happy to take comments on the program, and you can re-listen to this program on the website as well as read a weekly meditation that I post there as well. Now, if you've been following along with me, you know that we have studied Peter, and we have studied the books that he wrote, and the last thing that we noted about the last thing Peter wrote was that he said, grow in grace, 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. And we have noted that the only way we're going to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is if we know more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are, of course, if we are saved, we would like to be like him. We'd like to be Christ-like. And he was gracious. He was merciful. And he did provide for our salvation. He was willing to die for us. And so we're looking at prophecies connected with his first coming that will help us to understand more about him. And we trust that those prophecies will draw us closer to him. And if we're not saved, that we'll find that there is reason to believe in him. And if we are saved, we trust that studying those prophecies will give us renewed hope and confidence in the Lord who died to save us. Now, you'll be listening to this over Labor Day weekend. And as I look at Labor Day weekend, I always think of it as sort of the last hurrah of summer. And I can never think of the last weekend when people really are enjoying themselves and sort of closing things down for the summer. I can never think of that without thinking of the verse in Jeremiah that says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. I can't think of that time of the year without thinking about the fact that we all have tried to take vacations. We've all tried to get away from our laboring jobs, whatever they might be, professional or work with our hands. We've all tried to relax, and yet the real rest of that is offered to us is offered to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, this one that we want to learn more about. He has said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that would be the rest that a Labor Day weekend really cannot give us. And so I just hope that as we meditate a little upon these prophecies connected with the Lord, that if you're not saved, you'll not end up being part of that crop that Jeremiah was talking about. The harvest is ended, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. I hope you don't end up being part of that. When I think of the objectives of this program, the objective is to encourage Christians, but more than that, the objective is to remind all of us that time is short and eternity is long, and we really need to make sure that we're ready for eternity. And so as we come to the end of this summer session, I would again tell you that the one that we're going to study prophetically is the one who has said he can give you rest that is eternal. He can give you peace that will pass all understanding, but he can only do that if you have confidence in him, if you trust him, if you come and to him in simple trusting faith and believe in him. Believe that Christ died for your sins according to the scripture, was buried and was raised again the third day according to the scripture. Now, the world doesn't seem to know much about grace today, at least publicly in our public lives. It seems like the news, as we turn it on, is about war, it's about dissension, it's about yelling at one another, it's about rallies and demonstrations, and it's about people on our in our cities shooting one another. It's all about those sorts of things, but the Lord offers us something better. And that something better starts with a change in our hearts. He offers us, as I've said before, the peace that passes all understanding. And so we want to know more about the Lord so that we can, first of all, believe in Him and then grow in the graces that He demonstrated so that we can live a productive life in this world and so that when we meet the Lord, we'll not be ashamed when we meet Him or when He comes. And the Bible says that there is a possibility of being ashamed at His coming. Last time we looked at the prophecy in Genesis chapter 3 that indicated that the Lord would be born of a woman, and not any woman, but of Eve. And of course, the Lord did come through the lineage of Eve because she was the first mother on this earth, the first one to produce children. And in terms of our present society, we are all descendants of Eve, but the Lord in particular came through the lineage of Eve, as it says in Galatians chapter 4, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that He might receive the adoption of sons. And it was through Eve that this was fulfilled. Now, that prophecy maybe isn't too astounding, because since she was the only person who could have been His mother at the time that God created Adam and Eve, you might say, well, the Lord had to be born of Eve. But yes, the Lord could have sent an angel. The Lord could have sent somebody that He created without going through the natural process of birth. But no, He used that descendant of Eve, even though she had sinned. We are told that in Genesis 3, verse 15, He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise His heel. And that's talking about the fact that Satan, the one that the Lord is talking to there, is going to bruise your head, that is the woman's head, and the descendant of the woman will bruise his heel, and the heel is what allows a person to walk without pain and to make progress in a physical way, and it talks about making progress in life. And then we looked at Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, which tells us where the Lord would be born. Now, this is extremely important and astounding, because the Lord could have been born anywhere, but the Lord had told us years before, probably about 700 years before the Lord was born, that He would be born in Bethlehem, Ephrata. So the Lord knew, God knew where He was going to be born. And today we want to mention that the Messiah was to be born of a virgin. So when we come to Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, it says, therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Now, there are many people who want to deny the fact that the Lord was born of a virgin and was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so they'll say, behold, the maid shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. And they would like to believe that even though Joseph did not know Mary until after the Lord was born, they would like to believe that really the Lord was an illegitimate child. And there's all kinds of explanations to get around the fact that the Lord was to be born not of just any maid, but of a virgin maid. He was to be born of this woman who was a handmaiden of the Lord, who was looking for the Lord to come. It appears that the reverent women in Israel all wanted to be mothers of the Christ child, and Mary got that opportunity. And yet, in getting that opportunity, she became a marked woman, as though, since in a natural way it did not make sense that she could have this child without having had premarital relations with Joseph, she became a marked woman in a way. And so she suffered reproach. And the Lord always was considered to be an illegitimate child. People did not recognize the fact that this was a miracle and a half to see the Lord conceived of the Holy Spirit and then born of the Virgin Mary. And of course, when we go to Matthew's Gospel, we find out in verse 22, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated is God with us. And so, again, now that's the third prophecy that has been fulfilled, written in the Old Testament, probably in this case 700 years before it happened, and that's the third prophecy which has been fulfilled when the Lord came into this world through a virgin, and that virgin was forced to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem because a ruler had decided to take a census, probably in order to tax the people, and everybody had to go to their hometowns, and Mary's hometown, at least the hometown of her parents, was the city of David, which was Bethlehem. And so, friend, the fact that the Lord was born of a virgin in Bethlehem when she lived in Nazareth is something that only God could orchestrate and only God could ordain. And, of course, the Messiah was to come through the line of Abraham, the genealogical line of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, the Lord says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And so Abraham was born about 1973 B.C., according to most scholars, when he left Syria, and he left Syria at about 75 years old. But this prophecy was given when he left Syria. He had been forced to leave Mesopotamia with his dad, and he went up into Syria. When his dad died in Syria, then he was told to go down into the promised land, and when he did that, that was when he was about 75 years old, and he received this promise at that time. And in Genesis 22 verse 18, again, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. And this, of course, was when he was willing to offer this promised son Isaac upon an altar, considering God was able to raise up Isaac from the dead. And so, again, the prophecy that the Lord would be born in Bethlehem, be born of Eve, would be born of a virgin, that he would be born as a descendant of Abraham. These are all prophecies that gives us confidence that the only one who can give us peace and the rest that we desire is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, I say to you, the Bible says, come unto me, come unto the Lord, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And friend, I hope you have done that, because that's where true rest is found. Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon those who have listened and upon this program. We thank thee for thy love and for thy salvation. We ask for thy blessing in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com, bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.